Loose. Her blood was water. There was water all over the floor. When I found her, I ran hands through her damp hair, ran to the street, ran my eyes up to the muscled sky, a thigh flexed, squatting over us, God. As a nurse with her fingers already on the bone, snapped, Andale, get over here and help me lift the body to disinfect the wound. Before she died, her blood laid its hands on the steps and on the rain barrel, on the tile in the garden. Te riego, I heard her tell the lime tree flowering in the yard. Before that, before she fell, before she died, she swelled. Her ankles and her fingers grew like pale tubers thrust from the soil too soon. She salted everything she ate until her rings bit into her skin and her skin grew over them. In the church, I saw her sanding the feet of Jesus from a crucifix to collect the sawdust in her handkerchief. And so she salted her tea and her tortillas with, she said, a holy salt, a tasteless salt from her pocket, pinched and sprinkled on cakes and on eggs and in milk, until she swelled so much she prayed for us to bury her, but let her keep her rings, her wedding ring. When she fell in the garden, watering the plants, she prayed and fell against the garden wall with her hands full of soil and salt like seeds. We disinfected water to disinfect the wound. The blush of iodine droplets in a bowl clarified to nothing more than prayer. Te ruego, to the water, to the nurse, and on her lips I heard her say, Te ruego. In the church, I always saw her, absent-minded, touch her own hands as if to touch something under the skin. At the funeral, her hands were laced in gloves to hide the stitching, where a finger was sliced off to take a wedding ring. If, in the church, there was blood, her blood was colorless. On the white lace and on her skin, there was no mark to recognize by blood our hands can hold water or gold or seeds. Our hands can hold, our hands hold earth.